You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
MLBPipeline.com's Jonathan Mayo is on location as he catches up with many of baseball's top prospects who are playing in the Arizona Fall League.
All right, Jack, you're still kind of getting used to being a member of the Diamondbacks organization. One of the big positives is this is your spring training home here at Salt River Field. So to be able to come here for the Fall League, I have to imagine you were okay with having to come out here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love this place. I was fortunate enough when I was with the Mariners to back up a couple big league games, and this was actually a place that I played at a few times, and I always thought this was the coolest place in Arizona. And, I love the fact that I'm here, and it's nice to get used to it.
And what about coming here and facing this level of competition? You spent the year, at the Double A level. It's, probably the same, maybe ratcheted up a little bit just because it's everyone's best talent. How excited are you to sort of see where you measure up?
Oh man, it's really exciting to be out here, and especially just to be lumped with this group of guys. I mean, that's real humbling. You hear about all the guys that played in this league before us, and I'm just ready to soak it all in and have a good time and have fun.
Now, everybody knows that, baseball is a business at times, but sometimes you don't get to experience it. You did, being traded in the middle of the season. Take us through that experience just in terms of, how you found out and how you had to quickly adjust to a new organization.
Man, it was shocking at first. We were in Mississippi, so we were actually on the road. It was right after batting practice. We're in there eating spread and just get called into the manager's office. And he tells you. And right away, none of my teammates even believe me. Everybody was kind of shocked, but once I got settled in with the new organization and the new guys, it was just like playing for any other team, just fit right in.
And you're a guy who's kind of been very true to your approach. You're a contact guy. You try to get on base. You use your wheels. Is that something that you feel that the Diamondbacks encourage and maybe appreciate more than maybe some other systems might?
Sure. That's pretty much the biggest part of my game, and that's what I'm out here to work on, is just staying true to my approach and staying as consistent as possible. I'm not going to be a guy that's going to drive the ball out of the park every day, but, just got to stay up the middle and stay true to who I am, and I think everything will be all right.
You've played largely, especially this last year, shortstop, but I know you have seen some time at second base. Have the Diamondbacks talked to you at all about, being out here, maybe seeing time on both sides of second base just to increase your versatility?
Yeah, absolutely. They told me I'll be getting some time at short and second. A little bit more time at shortstop just because that's where I've primarily been playing, and that's where I've played most of my time, and that's where I'm more comfortable. But definitely working at second base and see the other side of the diamond as well.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.